很高兴在周末能够到 Newark 和弟兄姊妹一同聚在主的跟前。
I'm very glad to be able to come to the Newark Church this weekend to gather together with brothers and sisters.
这一次呢，我们一同从创世纪里面思想一个题目。
This time, together from the book of Genesis, we are thinking about one topic.
就是神赐福的原则。
And that is the principles of God's blessing.
我们从创世纪里面看见呢，当神没有造人的时候，他向着人就充满了赐福的意念。
We see from Genesis that even before God created man, his mind was full of the idea of blessing man.
他在没有造人的时候，在他心中对人就有一个爱的、荣耀的、美丽的一个意念。
And even before he created man, he had in his mind for man, he had this thought of love, glory, and beauty.
所以当人被造的时候，我们看见亚当和夏娃实在是蒙福的。
So therefore, when man was created, we saw that Adam and Eve were truly blessed.
他们在生活中，无论是身体、灵魂所需要的，神都为他们做了预备。
In their lives, whether the things that their body and their spirits needed, God had prepared for them.
并且他们有一个特权，他们能够和神交通。
And they had a privilege to have fellowship with God.
享受在神里面的喜乐。
To be able to enjoy the joy in God.
但是很可惜，我们看见在人类的第一代，人就受了撒旦的引诱，就堕落失败了。
But unfortunately, we saw that in the first generation, man was tempted by Satan and had fallen.
到了人类的第十代。
And by the time it was the 10th generation.
就是挪亚的世代。
And it was the age of Noah.
在圣经上告诉我们说，人就完全败坏了。
The scripture tells us that men were completely corrupted.
人类的生活中再看不见祝福。
In man's lives, you can no longer see blessings.
反而充满了咒诅所带来的结果。
Instead, it was full of the results of curses.
以至于神在挪亚的世代，借着挪亚做了一些恢复的工作。
To a point that through Noah, God, during in his generation, did some work of redemption.
这一次我们第一堂呢，我们思想到在挪亚的身上看见神恢复祝福的那个原则和道路。
In the first session, we saw the principle and the path that God had taken to redeem through Noah.
神吩咐挪亚造一个方舟。
God charged Noah to build an ark.
叫挪亚的一家进到方舟的里面。
And had asked Noah to bring his whole family into the ark.
他们在方舟里面呢，就借着水得救。
And in the ark, through the water, they were saved.
他们呢，脱离了那个审判。
And they were able to escape from that judgment.
神借着审判除去了咒诅。
God, through his judgment, erased the curse.
带来了新造。
And brought on new creation.
也再带进了祝福。
And again brought into blessing.
我们讲到这个祝福呢，乃是在基督里。
And this blessing we're talking about is in Christ.
那就是方舟所预表的。
And that is what that's what the ark is a type of.
今天我们每一个信了主耶稣基督的人。
Today, every single one of us who believe in Lord Jesus.
我们拣选耶稣基督做我们的救主。
We have chosen Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们受浸归入基督。
We are baptized into Christ.
我们是归入他的死。
We are baptized into his death.
与他一同埋葬。
We are buried with him.
好叫我们起来的时候一举一动的有新生命的样式。
So that when we are risen, every one of our actions can have his image.
以至于呢，我们这个新生命样式好像呢，神使耶稣从死里复活，是照着他的荣耀。
So that our new creation is like Jesus Christ as God had created him.
好，我们讲到呢，我们得以进入基督呢，是通过基督的十字架。
We say that we enter into Christ, it is through his cross.
这个受浸就说出十字架的意义。
Baptism talks about the meaning of cross.
那么是神 在我们这一个信心的举动里面，将我们放在基督的里面。
And God, through our faith, has placed us in that.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天已经得着了这个地位。
Brothers and sisters, today we already have that status.
我们也认识了这条道路。
And we already know this path.
好叫我们在生活中呢，多多的能够借着十字架来经历在基督里面的祝福。
So that in our lives, through cross, we can abundantly experience the blessing in cross.
昨天下午呢，我们讲到亚伯拉罕。
And yesterday afternoon, we talked about Abraham.
我在这里再声明一下。
And here, I want to clarify again.
我知道在 Newark 弟兄姊妹呢，大家都很有追求。
I know that brothers and sisters here at the Newark Church all desire to pursue.
我昨天和好多弟兄姊妹讲呢，我昨天从四点钟聚会到晚上九点半钟哈。
Yesterday I told brothers and sisters the gathering started at 4 o'clock and lasted until 9:30.
我很得着在这里聚会弟兄姊妹的鼓舞。
And I was very much encouraged by brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹都不觉得累。
Brothers and sisters did not feel tired.
而且没有一个人打瞌睡。
And nobody was sleeping.
好，我听弟兄姊妹祷告，我知道大家对主的话语都非常的熟悉。
And when I listen to brothers and sisters' prayers, I know that you're very familiar with God's word.
所以我这几天所交通的，不过是和弟兄姊妹复习一下。
So what I am having fellowship with you these days, it is all but a review.
借着主的话语，让我们看见了神已经在基督里面给我们了，已经在我们里面。
Through the words of our Lord to show that God has already given to us, it is already inside of us.
借着主的话语，让我们看见了那条路，我们怎样去享受它。
Through the words of the Lord to show that how can we enjoy that path.
所以从亚伯拉罕一生他的经历，他在神面前所受的训练和教育。
So through the life of Abraham, the experience and the lessons that he learned from God.
我们看见了，今天我们要主观的经历，并且得着神在基督里面给我们的祝福。
So therefore, we see that we must subjectively experience the blessing God has given us in Christ.
乃是神要教导我们学相信的功课。
And that is God wants us to learn the lesson of faith.
这是我们从亚伯拉罕一生所看见。
And that is what we see through the life of Abraham.
昨天晚上我们看见的，在以撒的身上，他怎样学顺服的功课。
And then last night we saw on Isaac how he learned the lesson of obedience.
那么今天早晨呢，我们要借着雅各来看另外一个原则。
And today, through Jacob, we will look at another principle.
而从亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各身上，他们所学的这些属灵的功课。
And from the spiritual lessons that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob learned.
也可以这样讲，就是我们对主耶稣基督的十字架在实际的实行上面的三方面。
And we can also say in another word that it is the practical experience of going through the cross of the Christ.
好，所以今天早晨呢，请我们一同来读几处的经文。
So this morning, let us together read a few scriptures.
首先，请大家翻到哥林多前书。
First, let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第九节，第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
早着了，请我们一同来读。
Let us read it together.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。我们再请翻到箴言书。
Let us now turn to the Proverbs.
第十章。箴言第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
我们一起读一下。
Let us read it together.
耶和华所赐的福，使人富足，并不加上忧虑。好，我想我们开头的时候呢，我们先用这两节做一个引言。
I want to use these two passages as a prelude.
然后呢，我们再像第一天晚上一样呢，我读一段经文和大家交通一段。
And then just as the first night, I will read a passage and then have fellowship with you on that.
刚才我们 读到呢箴言里面讲神所赐的福使人富足并不加上忧虑。
In the Proverbs we just read, it says that it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and he adds no sorrow to it.
我相信这句话不光是神的儿女们喜欢。
I think that this verse not only the children of God like.
很多不信主的人呢看见基督徒的这句话他们也把它挂在家里面。
Even people who do not believe, when they see this verse from Christians, they also hang it at home.
因为我们人都希望多多得福。
Because men always like to receive much blessing.
你看像中国人过年的时候贴这个对联门联呢就把那个福倒过来。
You see that for Chinese people, whenever it's the holidays, we would hang this word blessing on a door.
我想不光是中国人，全世界无论是什么民族、什么文化的人，都希望我们是有福的。
And not only Chinese, no matter what ethnicity or what culture, people of this world all want to have blessing.
但是我们认为的福是什么呢？
But what do we consider as blessing?
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你认为什么是福气。
I don't know, how, brothers and sisters, what do you consider as blessing?
我承认我自己早期的领会。
I admit that my early understandings.
我肉身的、物质的、今生的需要，如果主满足我了。
If the Lord can satisfy the things that I need in this world, my bodily and material needs,
如果我的愿望实现了,
if my wishes are fulfilled,
如果我在困难的时候得着了帮助,
if I had been helped through my difficulties,
我在缺乏的时候, 神给我丰富的供应,
and if God had abundantly provided what I lacked,
在我软弱的时候, 神给我力量,
if when I was weak, God has strengthened
me, 那就是一个有福气的人,
then that is a blessed person.
我们知道这也是神给我们的福气。
And we know that that is also the blessing of
God. 神乐意把我们肉身的、物质的、今生的一切所需要的都赐给我们。
God is willing to give us the things that we need in this world, our bodily and material needs.
因为他是乐意赏赐的神。
Because he is a God who enjoys
it. 他是丰富的神。
Because he is a rich God.
但是神给我们的福气呢，远超过我们所想象的这一切。
But the blessings God has given us is far beyond what we imagine.
在这一切之上呢，他还要给我们上好的福分。
Above all this, he wants to give us the best.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要在这些点上面认识神的丰富和爱。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand God's abundance and love on these points.
刚才我们读到的箴言书。
What we read from Proverbs.
他说神所赐的福气。
It says that the blessings from God
使人富足
makes rich
并不加上忧虑
and it adds no sorrow
我们自己的经验告诉我们
our own experience
我们从人生看见社会上各种的现象
in our lives we see all kinds of phenomena
许多的人得着了肉身他们所需要的
many people had received what they need bodily
他们所愿望的
what they wish for
他们呢富足了
And they are rich.
在人看起来是都有了。
And from men's point of view, they have it all.
但是他们的忧愁也增加了。
But their sorrow also grew.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，同意不同意。
I don't know whether or not you agree.
有很多人呢，子孙满堂了，但是不得善终。
Many people have many children, many descendants, but they don't end well.
我认识一些朋友们。
I know some friends.
他们说呢。我们家里啊，我父亲很有钱。
And they say that my father is very wealthy.
当我父亲还没有过世呢，我们兄弟姊妹就开始生起来了。
But even before my father passed away, the siblings are already fighting.
我们看见这个富足呢，叫人加上忧虑。
We see that this rich adds sorrow.
今天许多的事物啊，我们有了以后啊，我们却带来很多的这个后遗症。
Today, there are many things after we've gained them, we realize the consequences.
我们有了悲伤,
we have sorrow,
有了难过,
and we have sadness,
有了叹息,
and we have sigh,
有了惧怕,
and we have fear.
你知道有钱人呢, 就怕看见好朋友。
Rich people, they are so afraid of seeing good friends.
为什么呢? 一看见好朋友, 怕他又来跟我伸手。
Because they're afraid that the good friends will ask them for money.
但是神所赐的福却不加上这些忧虑。
But the blessings from the Lord does not add these.
你有没有看过在基督里有福气的人？
Have you seen people who are blessed in Christ?
今天呢，我们不多看见这样的。
Today it's very rare that we see.
我认识一位老弟兄。
I know an elderly brother.
他实在是一个有福气的人。
He is a truly blessed person.
他自己没有房子,
he himself doesn't own a house.
但是他为很多的人买房子,
but he bought many houses for other people.
我每次要去看他, 他是在某某酒店里面。
And whenever I go visit him, he says in certain restaurants, in some restaurants,
不是这一个,
hotel, in some hotel.
问他你为什么自己不买一个房子?
And I would ask him, why don't you buy a house for yourself?
他说我不知道我明年会在哪里。
He said, I don't know where I will be next year.
他是一个在钱财上面主给他非常丰富的人。
He is someone who God has given him much wealth.
但是呢，钱财一点都没有抓住他。
But this wealth cannot grab onto him at all.
他是一个非常会用钱的人。
He is someone who can truly spend money.
他用的钱呢，那个钱的价值有永远的价值。
And the value of the money he spent has value in eternity.
弟兄姊妹们。 耶和华所赐的福使人富足并不加上忧虑。
Brothers and sisters, the blessings of the Lord Jehovah makes rich and adds no sorrow.
我们的父神何等盼望把万有给我们。
Our heavenly Father, how he hopes to give us everything.
但是若是我们没有得过神的儿子耶稣基督,
However, if we have not gained the Son of God, Jesus Christ,
人得着了万有, 必定也得着了仇敌。
And if man in that case has gained everything, then he also must have
also been born.
So therefore, in Romans, Paul
says
that God so loves us
他不吝惜把他的儿子赐给我们,
that he has given us his only begotten Son.
他岂不也将万有和他一同赐给我们吗?
Will he not give us also everything along with it?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, we need to know
this.
So Paul in 1 Corinthians tells us, he says, what God has prepared for those who love him, these are things that eyes have not seen,
人的耳朵没有听见过,
ears have not heard,
人的心也从来没有想过的,
and which has not entered into
就是你想看, 你想听, 你想去了解,
Even if you want to see, you want to hear, and you want to understand,
别人告诉我们, 就是他的儿子耶稣基督,
and others tell us that it is His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们头脑明白了, 但是圣灵如果不来开启我们, 我们还是不觉得他是宝贵的。
If our head understand, our heads understand, but the Holy Spirit has not revealed to us, then we still don't think His precious.
若是圣灵不来教导我们,
if the Holy Spirit does not
我们得着了基督, 我们还觉得自己很贫穷。
Then even if we have gained Christ, we still think we're
impoverished. 弟兄姊妹们, 神要给他的儿女们, 他必定是给上好的。
Brothers and sisters, what God wants to give to His children, it must be the best.
在这上好之后呢, 他再把我们肉身的需要赐给我们。
And only after He has given us the best, will He also supply what we need in our lives.
我们讲讲什么是上好的。
We need to talk about what is the best.
上好的第一个就是, first choice. 我不晓得中文怎么翻。 叫做我的第一志愿
What is best is also the first choice
我不晓得我这个年纪在台湾要考大学要填志愿表
People of my age in back in Taiwan when we had to go to college we had to fill out a form of where we want to go
那你填很多志愿的 考上第一志愿的那个叫做上好的 first choice
And we had to list all of our choices, and if you can enter into the school of your first choice, then that is the best.
今天如果神说呢，你对我给的福气，你来填个志愿，你第一志愿填什么呢？
And if God says you have to fill out a form of choices, and you fill out what are the blessings that you choose from God, what would you write?
弟兄姊妹，你想想，你的第一志愿填什么呢？
Then what would be your first choice?
我记得我孩子小的时候。
I remember when my children were small.
他的志愿随着他的年龄就改变。
And his choice would change along with his age.
他刚开始会讲话，会跟小朋友一起玩呢。他是男孩子，他喜欢那个车子 ，Dad's car.
He's a boy, so as he was growing up and when he was just learning to talk and playing with others, he liked to have those Dyke's cars.
他有一个那个车子，哇，高兴的不得了，在地上爬来爬去的。
And when he would have one of these cars, he would be so happy and crawling around the
floor.把车开到爸爸的头上来了。And
sometimes he would drive the car onto his father's.
晚上睡觉，把那个车放到枕头底下，睡得就 笑眯眯的。
And then when he was sleeping, he would put the car underneath his pillow and sleep with a smile.
但等他长大以后，车子不要了。
But as he grew up, he didn't want the car anymore.
有一天跟我讲，爸爸，我希望有一匹马就好了。
And one day he said, Dad, I want to have a pony.
因为那一段日子，这个小男孩到学校图书馆，把所有这个关于马的书都拿来看了一遍。
Because during that time, when, this little boy, he would go to the library and read all kinds of books on horses.
这两天我在朱迪翁家看他女儿在看一本书，问他你读什么书，他把收起来不给我看。
These days I've been staying with Brother Chu, and his daughter would be reading this book, and I asked her what it is, and she would hide it from me.
我说让我看看，我追着他，他给我看了一下。
And I would chase after her and say, let me see it. And she showed it to me for a second.
现在到了那个年纪，就看那个马的书了 ，Black Stallion.
And now she's at that age. She's reading the book Black Stallion.
你知道儿童图书馆里面有这关于马的一套丛书啊，他们通通读了，所以他要匹马了。
So, you know, in the library, there are a series of books on horses. And after he read it, he wants a horse.
弟兄姊妹们，我们神的儿女们呢，我们在神面前的祷告也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, as children of God, our prayers before God is like this as well.
但是神要教导我们选择第一志愿。
But God wants to teach us to choose the first choice.
选择那上好的。
To choose the best.
将来我们见主面的时候。
In the future, when we see the Lord.
如果我们没有填，不会填错了第一志愿，我们都要懊悔啊。
Then we will regret it if we write down the wrong first choice.
我们跟主说，主啊，我真是遗憾了。
We would say, Lord, I truly regret it.
那个时候我怎么会这样子没有悟性呢？
Then how can I not have such revelation back then?
我要举一个实际的例子。
I want to give you a practical example.
我有时候辅导一些青年人的婚姻。
Sometimes I counsel young people's marriage.
有一次有一对弟兄和姊妹，他们外人看着他们都应该结婚了，他们已经交往好长一段日子。
And one time, a young brother and sister came to me, and other people all feel as if they should be married. They have been dating for such a long time.
但是呢，好像一直就没有结果。
But for such a long time, there was no result.
所以呢，有人托我哈，双方去问一问他们到底对对方的感觉如何。
So someone asked me to ask them how do they feel about each other.
那我就去问那个姊妹，姊妹说我没问题。
And I went to ask the sister, and she said, I have no problem.
那我就找这个弟兄。
So then I went to look for this brother.
那个时候我还不太有经验。
And at that time, I was still inexperienced.
我找这个弟兄的时候，把这个姊妹也请来一起吃饭，然后就当着他的面问。
And when I asked this brother to come and have a meal with us, I brought the sister along, and I asked in front of her.
你知道问的时候，这个弟兄啊，吞吞吐吐坐在那里。
And as I was asking, this brother was very slow coming in what he said.
最后他挤出一句话。
And then at the end, he squeezed out one thing.
他们的交往就结束了。
And then they ended their relationship.
他说 ，She's not my first choice.
And he said, she's not my first choice.
你知道，那个姊妹受不了。
You know that sister, she couldn't take it.
那既然这样，那我们就根本不要交往。
And she said, if this is the case, then we don't need to continue to have this relationship.
我们的神爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, our God loves us.
在我们的人生中，我们还不会拣选主耶稣做我的 first choice.
In our lives, we still don't know how to choose Lord Jesus as our first choice.
我们虽然信了他。
Even though we believe him.
但当我们遇见事情的时候，我们选别的。
But as we encounter things, we choose others.
但是他仍然爱我们。
But he continues to love us.
他从来没有离开过。
He's never left us.
我一想到这个，我在主面前呢，常常为着主爱我，我就伏下来说主，我不配。
And whenever I think of this, I kneel before the Lord and I pray to say, Lord, I am not worthy.
主，我不配。
I am not worthy.
你怎么这样爱我？
How can you love me so?
地上的男女一听这个，立刻分手。
People of this world, as soon as they hear this, they are separated.
今天若是我们会拣选上好。
Today, if we know how to choose the best,
弟兄姊妹，那是何等样的福气！
What kind of blessing that is!
但神知道我们不会。
But God knows that we cannot.
所以他要来爱我们。
Therefore, He comes to love us.
神知道我们不能。
He knows that we cannot.
所以他来带领我们。
So therefore, He comes to guide us.
神知道我们需要时间。
God knows that we need time.
所以他对我们充满了忍耐。
So therefore, He is full of patience.
这就是雅各的一生。
And that is the life of Jacob.
第二个。
Secondly,
什么叫做上好的呢？
What is the best?
是人的心想不到的。
And that is what the heart cannot think of.
人的言语讲出来，人的耳朵听了不会明白的。
And it is if it is expressed through words, the ears cannot hear.
我们眼睛看的这些文字，我们还是不知道。
Even though our eyes see these words, we still don't know.
是人不能认识的。
It is things that
我们用人的世界的价值观。
If we use the value of this world,
我们用我们人的理性。
If we use the rationale,
用我们的情感。
To use our emotions,
我们都不会拣选的。
Then we cannot, we will not choose.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要圣灵来开启我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need the Holy Spirit to come to reveal to us.
我们要圣灵来让我们看见，今天在时间中，神何等的爱我们，给我们机会来得着他的儿子耶稣基督。
We need to see how God has loved us and has given us time to gain His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们在新约时代呢，看见一个教会，他们得救的时候非常的美好。
In the New Testament, we see that a church, when they were first saved, they were beautiful.
而且当主的工作随着他们往前的时候，他们有非常美好属灵的光景。
And we see that how God's work was able to progress through them, their spiritual state was beautiful.
就是在马其顿的腓立比教会。
And that is that the Church of Philippi in Macedonia.
但是保罗写腓立比书的时候，为他们的心中有一个祷告。
But as Paul wrote the book of Philippi, he had a prayer.
迫切的负担。
He had this urgent burn.
愿神呢，在各样的在爱心中呢，使你们在各样的智慧和悟性上能够见识上面能够增加。
He had this prayer that he wanted them to be enlarged in revelation and in all kinds of wisdom.
在各样的这个分辨力啊，这 discernment 见识上面。
In all kinds of discernment.
好叫他们呢能够分辨什么是美好的事物，原文呢是讲那个上好的事物。
To be able to discern what is the best.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们求主开了我们这个眼睛啊。
If we ask the Lord to open our eyes.
我们人生无论遇到什么环境，我们会拣选上好的。
Then no matter what our lives encounter, we will choose the best.
然后第三个点啊。
And then the third point.
我们讲到这上好的是神赐给人的，叫人变得丰富。
This, what is the best is what God has given man so that man can be rich.
这个丰富啊，不加上忧虑。
And this richness doesn't add sorrow.
好，我们知道今天很多地上啊生病的，那个医生说这个是特效药，专门针对你这个病的。
And today we know that whenever people get ill, the doctors would prescribe this specific drug that is for that illness.
那病人一听很高兴呢。
And the patient heard.
我一用这个药，我的病就好了，那不是很好吗？
If I can just use this drug and my illness would go away.
但是医生讲到这里说，但是。会有这个副作用。
But the doctor would say there are side effects.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是世界的富足。
Brothers and sisters, that is the richness of
the world. 世界的福气。
That is the blessings of this
world. 但是神的儿女们，神给我们那上好的。
But for the children of God, God has given us the best.
弟兄姊妹们，叫我们富足，没有悲伤，没有忧虑。
So that He makes us rich without the sorrow.
啊，这是我们看见，神。他赐福的一个意念。
We see that this is the mind God has for blessing.
他赐福的一个方法。
And that is a way that He gives.
神要给我们的，他就给我们上好的。
Whatever God gives us is the best.
上好的福分，乃是神要在他儿子基督里把他自己给我们。
The best blessing is that God wants to give us Himself through Jesus Christ.
神在他的爱子里，将他自己作为我们的产业赐给我们。
In His beloved Son Jesus Christ, God has given Himself as our inheritance.
好，现在我们来看雅各的生平。
And now let us look through the life of Jacob.
请我们翻到创世纪。
Let us turn to Genesis.
二十八章。
Chapter 28.
我们从第十节读到第十七节。
Let us read from verse 10 through 17.
创世纪二十八章第十节，我们读到第十七节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 through 17.
我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头，枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了，梦见一个梯子立在地上， 梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各睡醒了说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。好，我们再从十八节啊读到二十二节。
Now let us read from verse 18 to 22.
前面这一段呢是讲到神向雅各显现，向他应许。
The first part talks about God appearing to Jacob and giving him the promise.
十八节到二十二节，我们看见雅各对于神要给他的福气，他的反应。
And from verse 18 through 22, we see Jacob's reaction toward the blessing God wants to give him.
我们从十八节读起。
Let's start with verse 18.
雅各清早起来，把所整的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面，他就给那地方起名叫伯特利，但那地方起先名叫路斯。雅各许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头也必做神的殿，凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。好，我们再请翻到三十二章。
Let us now turn to chapter 32.
我们昨天讲过雅各的一生呢，在旧约圣经里面用了二十五章来记载。
We talked about yesterday how Jacob's entire life had the scripture used 25 chapters to record it.
所以今天早晨我们只能敲一点点的和大家来分享。
This morning we can only select a few to share with brothers and sisters.
我们读三十二章二十二节到三十节。
Let us read from verse 22 to 30.
我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并十一个儿子，都过了亚伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。那人说，你名叫什么？他说，我名叫雅各。那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力都得了胜。雅各问他说，请将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福，雅各便给那地方起名叫比鲁伊勒，意思说，我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过比鲁伊勒，他的大腿就瘸了，故此以色列人不吃大腿窝的筋，直到今日，因为那人摸了雅各大腿窝的筋。好，我们最后再读四十七章。
Now lastly, let us read chapter 47.
第七节到第十节。
Verse 7 through 10.
我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
约瑟领他父亲雅各进到法老面前，雅各就给法老祝福。法老问雅各说，你平生的年日是多少呢？ 雅各对法老说，我寄居在世的年日是130岁，我平生的年日又少又苦，不及我列祖在世寄居的年日。雅各又给法老祝福，就从法老面前出去了。好，我们啊，就着借着这三处的经文，我们来交通一下雅各的一生。
Through these three passages, let us share about Jacob's life.
好，我们知道雅各一生呢，一共有147年。
We know that Jacob lived 147 years.
他的一生呢，可以分作四个阶段。
And his life can be divided into 4 stages.
这四个阶段也可以说出神在他身上，在他生命中做工每一个阶段。
And these 4 stages also talk about God's work in each one of those stages.
我个人这样分。
I personally divided this way.
他从出生到他离开父亲的家，啊，在夜间做梦，啊，遇见了天梯，看见神站在顶端的，啊，这是头一段。
The first stage is when Jacob was is from the birth of Jacob to the point where he left his father's house and had the dream of the ladder.
这一段年日很长。
And this stage was very long.
从他零岁到78岁。
It was from when he was just born to when he was 78 years
old. 雅各离开父亲家的时候不是一个青年人。
When Jacob left his house, his father's house, he was not a young man.
但是他还是一个很强壮的人。
But he was a very strong man.
78岁。
He was 78 years old.
然后呢, 他在那个旷野, 哈兰的旷野, 他得了异象。
And then in the wilderness of Haran, he received this vision.
他借着这个异象, 他往他的岳父的家, 那个时候还不是他岳父, 他的舅舅的家, 拉班那里去。
Through this vision, he went towards his uncle's land, his uncle Laban's land.
在那里他住了20年。
And he lived there for 20 years.
就从78岁到98岁。
And was from 78 to 90.
然后他带着他的妻子、儿女、还有牛群、羊群、财物呢，回迦南地。
And then he brought his wife, his children, his wealth, his herds, and he returned to the land of Canaan.
在他进入迦南地之前呢， 他过了约旦河一个支流叫做亚伯河，过亚伯河的渡口那一个晚上，神又遇见了他。
And then before he entered into the land of Canaan, he was at the brook of Jacob, and there God appeared to him again.
一直到他呢，他的儿子约瑟在埃及做了宰相，派了车马来迎接他全家下埃及，就是他130岁。
And then when he was 130, his son Joseph sent chariots to welcome him, to bring him into Egypt.
那是98岁到130岁。
And that is from 98 to 130.
然后最后在埃及呢, 他活到147岁就离开世界。
And then in Egypt, he lived until he was 147 and then he left this world.
我们把他一生呢分作这四个阶段。
And we divide his life into these 4 stages.
第一个阶段呢，他的生命在神的面前，神看他呢，他是一个天然的人。
And in his first stage, his life before God, God saw him as a natural man.
他是一个从肉身生的，就属肉身的人。
He was someone who was born of flesh, therefore of the flesh.
他的心思意念跟你我都一样。
And his mind is the same as you and I.
那么第二个阶段呢， 他得着了启示， 他看见了神。
The second stage, he received a vision and he saw God.
他也向神许了一个愿。
And then he also made a wish to God.
我们可以用今天新约的话来说， 他已经接受了耶稣基督。
In the words of the New Testament, we can say that he already accepted Jesus Christ.
他得着了神。
He gained the life of God in him.
但是在这一段日子中20年呢， 他过的生活跟他没有得救以前呢，差不多的。
But for those 20 years, the life he lived was about the same as before when he didn't believe.
在这一段日子里面呢， 我们用新约的话来讲， 在神的眼中看呢， 他是属肉体的人。
And in the words of the New Testament, from God's point of view, then he was someone who still belonged to flesh.
或者这样讲, 他是一个 carnal man.
Or to say that he's a carnal man.
就是他里面有了新的生命, 但是他思想还是旧的。
That is to say that even though inside he has a new life, but his mind was still the old.
眼光还是旧的,
his viewpoint was still
the old. 他所要的还是他自己,
he still wants things that he wants.
啊, 那么讲到第三个阶段,
and then the third stage.
我们刚才读的, 在亚伯河的渡口啊, 有天使来与他, 神的使者来与他摔跤,
and then at the brook, at the fork of Jacob, the angel of God came to wrestle with him.
啊, 那个使者与他摔了一整夜, 没有办法胜过雅各这个强壮者。
And then the angel of God wrestled with him all night and could not overcome him.
到了天要亮的时候, 这使者要走了, 他发现了雅各有一个强的地方, 就是他的大腿。
And at daybreak, when he was about to leave, he found that Jacob has a strong point, which was his thigh.
所以这使者在他大腿上摸了一下。
So then the servant, the angel of God, touched his, the socket of his
thigh. 那天早晨天亮的时候, 雅各要站起来, 发现他站不起来。
And that morning, when Jacob wanted to stand up, he realized that he couldn't.
他的力量再也用不上了。
His strength he could no longer use.
好，我们讲他成为一个破碎的人。
And then we said that he was a broken man.
然后呢，他到了埃及。
And then he reached Egypt.
他在埃及呢，他的儿子带他去见埃及的法老王。哇，那是一个大场面。
And his son brought him before the Pharaoh, which was a grand ceremony.
他一生所要抓的就是这个还没抓到。
All the things that he wanted to grab in his life, this is the last one.
他的儿子带他去了。
And his son brought him there.
但是那个对他来讲, 他再也不要了。
But for him, he no longer wants it.
他一见到法老了, 就为法老祝福。
As soon as he saw the Pharaoh, he blessed the Pharaoh.
走的时候, 他又为法老祝福。
And before he left, he blessed the Pharaoh again.
在那个时代,
at that time,
如果你站错位置, 说错话, 做错事是很严重的。
If you stand at the wrong place or say the wrong thing, it is very serious.
就是如果你的位分比别人小, 但是你站在他上面, 你说话的话, 这是非常严重的。
It is very serious if you are less than someone, but if you speak above him.
但是那一天雅各为法老祝福。
But that day, Jacob blessed the Pharaoh.
法老完全的接受,
and the Pharaoh completely accepted it.
我们看见约瑟比法老丰富,
we see that Jacob was richer than the Pharaoh.
约瑟里面一点都没有忧虑,
Jacob, inside his heart, he had no sorrow.
他成了一个属灵的人,
he became a spiritual man.
四个阶段,
these four stages.
弟兄姊妹, 这是神在我们身上赐福给我们, 我们生命改变的阶段。
Brothers and sisters, in order for God to give blessings to us, these are the four stages of changes in life.
我们要从雅各的出生说起。
We have to start with Jacob's birth.
雅各还没有出生的时候, 他就在他母亲的怀中跟他哥哥相争。
And even before he was born, he was already fighting with his brother in his mother's womb.
我们都知道这个故事记载在创世纪25章。
We all know that this story is recorded in Genesis chapter 25.
以撒呢娶了利百加。
Isaac married Rebecca.
20年利百加都没有怀孕, 没有孩子。
And 20 years Rebecca was barren.
利百加就在以撒的面前的这个埋怨。
And Rebecca complained before Isaac.
她说你要为我去祷告。
She said you have to pray for me.
我如果没有儿子呢，我活着做什么呢？
And she said, if I don't have a son, why am I living?
啊, 所以以撒就到神面前去求。
So then Isaac went to seek before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们, 有的时候我们呢, 在人生中有各样需要, 我们可以去求的。
Brothers and sisters, we have all kinds of needs in our lives. We can go before the Lord to ask.
啊, 我们有时候把这个东西, 求的这个东西, 就当作我们要的祝福。
Sometimes we think of the thing that we ask for as our blessing.
神还不是这样。
God is not like that.
啊, 神要我们上好的。
God wants to give us the best.
利百加呢, 就怀孕了。
And Rebecca was pregnant.
啊, 她从来没有这样怀过孕, 她第一次怀孕。
This was the first time she conceived.
啊, 她怀孕了, 晚上开始睡不着觉了, 因为肚子天天踢她。
And at night she couldn't sleep because the children would be kicking her.
啊, 我相信我们中间有很多姊妹呢, 怀孕了, 到了后, 后期啊, 这个孩子大了, 晚上都睡不好觉。
And as if we have sisters among us who are pregnant, then you will know that towards the end, you won't be able to sleep at night.
母亲要睡觉了, 孩子不睡的话, 那就很辛苦。
If the mother wants to go to sleep, but the children do not, then it's very tiring.
他不光是只养白天的这两个，他不知道什么，怎么好像里面有人在拳打脚踢的。
But even during daytime, she didn't know why, but it was as if the children were struggling within her.
这次就利百加自己去祷告。
And this time, Rebecca herself went to pray.
她跟主说，主啊，这样怀孕我不如死了算了。
She said to the Lord, why am I this way?
你看啊，我们人要的祝福带给我们很多忧虑，是不是啊？
You see that the blessings that we want bring us much sorrow.
没有孩子要有孩子，有了孩子又觉得为什么我有这个孩子？
And before without children, we would say we want children. And when we have children, we would say, why do we have this child?
利百加那一天去祷告。
Rebecca this day went before the Lord to pray.
所以说你不要难过。
And Lord to say, do not sorrow.
因为在你怀中的不仅是两个孩子。
Because within your womb are not only two children.
而且是两个民族。
But two nations.
是两个人类。
It is
two mankind.
Two mankind.
在你腹中啊。 是两个孩子，我已经拣选了那个小的。
The two children in your womb, I have already chosen the younger one.
所以使徒保罗在罗马书里面讲到，这两个孩子没出生，还没有说过一句话，还没有做过一件事情，神就已经拣选了。
therefore, in Romans, Paul said, even before these two children were born, before they uttered a word or did a thing, God had already chosen.
雅各的身上显出一个原则，神拣选了。
On Jacob, there's the principle that God had chosen us.
神拣选我们做什么呢?
God had chosen us to do what?
要把他的上好的祝福, 就是他创造的目的给我们。
And God wants to give us the best blessing, which is the purpose of creation.
但是雅各生下来以后呢, 他要学习去拣选神为他预备。
But after Jacob was born, he had to learn to choose what God has given.
到了利百加生产的那一天,
On the day of Rebecca's birth,
我们都知道呢，以撒先生出来。
We all know that Esau was the one who came first.
以撒一生出来呢，收生婆一看，全身都是毛啊，所以就叫他有毛的，就是以扫。
And the delivery woman saw that
the midwife
saw that he was covered in hairiness, and therefore she called him Esau.
以扫的意思就是 hairy， 有毛的。
And the meaning of Esau is hairy.
但这个哥哥出来的时候，脚跟呢，有一个小手抓着他，就是雅各。But
as the older brother came out, at his ankle, his younger brother was grabbing him.
那时候取名字就很简单的，既然是抓，那你就叫抓吧，就是雅各。And
at that time, name was very easy. So since he was grabbing onto the ankle, then his name is Jacob, meaning grab.
好，我们知道这两个名字呢，都描写他们的个性。
We know that these two names both describe their personality.
雅各这个抓啊，用通俗的话来讲，就专门扯后腿的人。
In the Jacob, his name grab, if you know in common words, we would say he's always someone who's dragging behind.
Grab people's heel.
Oh, grab people's heel.
他抓住他哥哥的脚跟呢，就扯后腿嘛，对不对？
He always grabs onto people's heel.
他一生呢，谁碰到他谁就倒霉。
His whole life, whoever encounters him would become a
person. 他跟谁靠近了，谁就被他扯后腿。
And whoever he is close to, that person would grab that person's heel.
这就是雅各。
And that is Jacob.
这样的一个天性的人呢。
And someone who has that kind of nature.
所以我们看见他一生呢都要逃亡。
So we see that his whole life he was a refuge.
他跟别人处得好好的，扯人后腿一次呢，别人放他过去，第二次。
And as he lived with other people, as he grabbed onto people's heel once, they let him go. And then the second time, he can't pass.
我们知道这个故事。
We know the story.
啊，他第一次骗了他哥哥长子的名分。
The first time he tricked his brother to give up his name right.
第二次他用了他妈妈的计谋呢，骗了他爸爸的祝福。
And then the second time, he used his mother's plan and cheated his father's blessing.
我们说他活在天然的个性的里面。
We say that he lived within his natural self.
我们每一个人生下来都有我们自己的个性。
Every one of us, when we are born, we have our own personality.
我们没有信主以前。
Before we believed in the Lord.
我们可能也受一点教育。
We may be educated.
也有一点修养。
And we have some mannerisms.
但是碰到事情来的时候。
But whenever things come to us.
我们本性一定出来。
Then our nature will come out.
我们总是照着我们的本性做事情。
And we will always do according to our own nature.
随着意识做事情。
According to our own will.
这个就是天然的人。
And that is the natural man.
圣经用雅各来告诉我们，我们没有蒙恩得救以前，大家都是这样。
And the scripture uses Jacob to tell us that before we are saved through salvation, through grace, that we are all like this.
我们知道雅各做人呢，是一个很积极的人。
We know that Jacob is a very proactive person.
啊，他是一个 very aggressive person.
He's a very aggressive person.
啊，他做事情呢，是有计有谋的。
He
他不冲动的。
He's not impulsive. He plans.
啊，他每一件事情都在他心里面算过好几遍。
Everything he does, he's already thought through it in his heart.
Calculated.
He's calculated in his heart.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很多时候我们在地上受教育，就教导我们做人要这样，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, in this world, we are educated. This is how we should live.
啊，我们要做计划。
We have to plan.
啊，所以今天呢，在北美有的。人很注重所谓的生涯规划、退休规划、教育规划，各式各样的规划。
So today in North America, people emphasize on retirement planning, on living, on life planning, on education planning.
天然人呢，就需要这些东西。
A natural person.
雅各就是这样的一个人。
And Jacob is such a man.
好，我们看见他这个骗他哥哥长子的名分呢。不是忽然有一天他烧了红豆汤他就得着了，不是的。
We see that Jacob, when he cheated his brother of his name right, it wasn't that all of a sudden he decided to cook this red bean soup.
他早就想好了。
He had planned for it.
我不晓得他在另一天一举成功之前烧过多少锅的这个红豆汤。
Before he succeeded that day, I don't know how many pots of red bean soup he had cooked.
他又是一个很有耐心的人，很冷静，不露声色。
He's also very patient, almost very cold, and he doesn't show his emotions.
所以他可能他爸爸妈妈都觉得雅各喜欢喝红豆汤。
And even
其实不是他喜欢喝。
And maybe even his parents think that Jacob likes to eat red bean soup, but actually it's not that he likes it.
他是为他哥哥烧的。
He cooked it for his brother.
为什么呢？因为他要抓。
Why? Because he wants to grab.
弟兄姊妹们，世界的教育就是教导我们这一套。
Brothers and sisters, the teaching of this world teaches this.
培养我们的天然人。
It nurtures our natural self.
发展我们的天然人。
It grows our natural self.
弟兄姊妹们，我们没有蒙恩得救以前，我们就照这个原则在地上追求祝福。
Brothers and sisters, before we are saved, this is the principle by which we pursue blessings in this world.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你觉得若是神看，神说这个对不对呢？
I don't know, if God looks at this, would he say this is right?
神会说真可惜啊。
God would say, what a pity.
这个人真没有眼光啊。
This person has no view.
我孩子小的时候，有时候我把两样东西啊，给他让他选。
And when my child was small, I would give him two things to choose from.
他总是选那个 less value。
And he would always choose the one of less value.
哎呀，我那时候跟他讲，你怎么这么笨啊？
And I would say, how come you're so foolish?
弟兄姊妹们，但是我们还是把他要的给他，对不对？
But we still give him what he wants.
因为我们知道他的生命没有到那个地步。
Because we know that his life hasn't grown to that
stage. 你给他上好的，他还不会欣赏。
If you give him the best, he doesn't know how to appreciate.
他还把他践踏了。
And he would destroy it.
我要岔出去讲一句话。
I have to cite that.
所以主耶稣讲到属灵的交通。
So when Lord Jesus talks about spiritual fellowship.
讲到分辨的时候。
When he talks about discernment.
他说你不要把珍珠给狗。
He said that do not give the pearls to the dog.
也不要把贵价的珠宝放在猪的面前。
And do not give the precious jewelry in front of the pig.
因为你放在他面前，他把它践踏来，反过来咬你一口。
Because they will stamp on it and come back to bite you.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们在天然生命里面对属灵事物的反应。
Brothers and sisters, that is the reaction we have as a natural man towards
spiritual
things.
你我有没有这样的反应？
Do we have
such reactions? 我早期不信主的时候，听到别人讲圣经，我就觉得这个不对，这个不对。
In the early days before I believed, whenever people talk about the Bible, I would say, "This is wrong. This is wrong."
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们的心思。
Brothers and sisters, that is our mind.
这就是我们的眼界。
And that is our viewpoint.
我们的世界只看得见这个世界上所有的物质的事物。
Our world can only, our horizon can only see the material things of this world.
我们张开眼睛看的地平线就是我们所要的这些东西。
And when we open our eyes, what we see in our horizon are the things that we want.
神并没有因为这样就说这个人朽木不可雕，我不理他了。
But God did not say, because of this, this is a person that I'm going to give up on.
神容许他发展他的本性。
God allowed him to develop his personality.
直到他自己活不下去了。
Until a point he can no longer live.
他不得不离开家。
He had to leave home.
在那一个晚上，主找到一个机会。
And that night, God found an opportunity. The Lord found an opportunity to appear to him.
我不晓得在座弟兄姊妹会不会觉得，啊，I
don't know if brothers and sisters who are sitting here feel.
谈启示啊，可能是某某弟兄、某某姊妹，他们这样追求的人才会有。
That to talk about revelation is certain brother or sister who have such a heart of seeking, they would have it.
像我这个，如果我们谦卑一点，像我这个天然人呢，主怎么会向我启示呢？
If we are humble, then we would say, a natural man like me, how can God reveal to me?
我这么被世界霸占，这么喜欢世界上的事物的人，主怎么会向我启示呢？
Someone like me, who is so dominated by the world, who so loved the world, how would God reveal to me?
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有这个问题？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this question?
但是雅各向我们做见证，像这样的人，神那天晚上向他启示。
But Jacob testifies to us, a man like him, God revealed to him that night.
你我今天，神岂不是更乐意向我们启示他自己？
You and I today, wouldn't God be even more willing to reveal to us?
那一天晚上，雅各实在很累。That
night, Jacob was truly tired.
他到了黄昏了，累了，他就在旷野捡了一块石头当做枕头，他就睡在上面。
And at night, he found a stone and used it as a pillow and fell asleep.
那天晚上, 他做了一个梦。
And that night, he had a dream.
弟兄姊妹, 你做不做梦?
Brothers and sisters, do you have dreams?
我有时候一讲梦啊, 去完会, 就有弟兄姊妹说, 你帮我解解我这个梦吧。
And whenever I talk about dreams, brothers and sisters, after the sermon would come to me and say, can you explain this dream to me?
好，我要先声明我不会解梦。
I have to first of all clarify that I don't know how to interpret dreams.
我们也不懂梦的原因呢。
And we also don't understand the reason for dreams.
有一些心理学家告诉我们说，梦是人潜意识进到人的思想里面。
Some psychiatrists would tell us that dreams are what comes out of our subconscious.
人，所以中国人讲日有所思，夜有所梦。
So Chinese people say that you would dream about what you think of during the day. And that is a normal dream.
但是圣经上面有一种启示的梦，我们称它叫做异梦。
But in the scripture, we have dreams of revelation.
神在白天没有办法抓住我们这个人呢，向我们说话，只好晚上用梦来向我们说话。
God cannot grab onto us during the day to speak to us, so He speaks to us at night during the day.
我们白天太忙了。
Because during the daytime, we're too busy.
要去转世界，要去做事情。
We have to do things and earn the world.
我们没有心思意念来读主的话，所以主没办法向我们说话。
So we don't have the mind to read or think about God, so God can't appear to us.
所以神只好晚上呢用异梦来向我们说话。
So then God can only speak to us through a dream of revelation at night.
我们知道雅各可能一离开家就想我到舅舅家要怎么样怎么样发展。
So Jacob, we know that as soon as he left his house, he might be thinking when he reaches his uncle's house, what would he be doing?
这是他白天天天在想的。
And that is something that he thought of during the day.
所以晚上呢，主向他说话。
So then at night, God speaks to him.
那一天他看见一幅非常奇妙的景象。
And that night, he saw a beautiful vision.
有一个梯子从地上一直到天上。
But there was a ladder from earth going all the way up to heaven.
在这梯子上面呢，有神的使者上去下来。
And then on the ladder, the angels of God will be ascending and descending.
神就站在梯子的顶端。
And then God is on the top of the ladder.
而且神向他说话。
And then God spoke to him.
应许要把这块地赐给他。
Promise to give him this land.
我们再说到这块地就是基督的预表。
We again say that this land is the type of Christ.
神要把基督赐给所有他的儿女。
God wants to give Christ to all of his children.
赐给他的教会。
To give it to his church.
雅各是一个代表。
Jacob is a type.
好，我们知道那个梯子就是我们的主耶稣基督自己。
We know that this ladder is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
他是道路。
He is the way.
若不借着耶稣基督，没有人能到父那里去。
If not through the Lord Jesus Christ, no one can reach the Father.
神不仅应许他这个。
Not only did God promise
him that,
the heavenly blessing.
并且神说, 我要与你同在,
and then God said, I will be with
你出去,
you.
逃亡, 我一路要保佑你,
and as you go through, as you escape, as you are a refuge, I will keep you.
你所需要的一切, 食物, 衣服, 我都要给你,
and what you need, food and clothing, I will all give to you.
而且我要带你平平安安地回到你的父家,
and I will bring you safely back to your father's house. God promised him.
我们知道, 雅各, 那一天呢, 他睡醒了,
we know that Jacob that day woke up and felt very amazed. He said, this is an awesome place.
It's a terrible place.
It's a terrible place.
他说为什么呢?因为我在这里遇见了神。
And why? Because he said, here I have met God.
他至少对神还有一点感觉。
At least I have some feelings for God.
然后他早上起来他就许愿。
And then in the morning, he woke up and he made a wish.
他把前面的属天的福气通通忘记了，通忽略掉了。
And then he had forgotten about all the heavenly blessings.
他要了四件事情。
He wanted four things.
神已经应许他的，说呢，我要与你同在，他要这个。
And God had already promised him that his presence will be with him, and he wants that.
他跟神说，在我出去的日子，你一路都保佑我平安，这是他要的，神也应许他的。
And he said, for all the days that I am away, you will keep me safe on this journey.
他说我需要的食物，我穿的衣服，你都要给我。
And then he said, I want the food to eat and the garments to wear.
他并且带我平平安地回到我父家。
And then he said, to keep me so that I return to my father's house in safety.
什么意思呢?
Meaning what?
他说你要父啊，父神啊，你要帮我解决我跟我哥哥的难处。
Meaning he meant to say, God, you have to resolve the difficulty between me and my elderly brother.
你知道，这就是我们常常在主面前的心愿。
You know, that is often the wish we have before our Lord. That is the blessing.
因为我们受我们肉身感觉的影响。
Because we are influenced by the emotions of our flesh. We are influenced by our environment.
受自己喜好的影响。
We are influenced by our own liking.
所以这就是他心中所要的。
And that is what he wants in his heart.
他心中所要是他眼睛看见的, 耳朵听过的。
What he wants are things that he sees with his eyes and he hears with his ears.
好，弟兄姊妹们, 我们看见他的心思意念呢, 还像他没有遇见神之前一样。
We see that his mind is just as before he encountered God.
所以他到了他的岳父的家里面。
So as he went to his father-in-law's house,
他开始遇见了他的对手。
He began to meet someone who can deal with him.
他的岳父啊,跟他一样聪明。
His father-in-law is just as smart.
所以那20年时间他就跟他岳父在较力。
So then for 20 years, he dealt with his father-in-law.
我们看见这是一部很美的爱情故事。 他那天见到拉结是一见钟情。
We see that this is a beautiful love story because that day he saw Rachel and it was love at first sight.
我读到那一段我觉得很稀奇。
And as I read this passage, and I find
他遇见拉结就伏在拉结身上嚎啕大哭。
And as soon as he saw Rachel, He cried in front of Rachel. There are very few men like him.
他已经不是一个男孩子，他是一个70几岁的老人了。He's
no longer a boy. He's 70-some-year-old man.
所以他一到他父亲、到他岳父家住了几天了，他就说：“我愿意为你的女儿服侍你。”And
as soon as he arrived at his uncle's house, he said, "I am willing to serve you for your daughter."
他认为啊，他这个先发制人。
He thought he would take the first step.
他不像以撒，以撒顺服，不需要自己出主意就好。And
Isaac was obedient, so Isaac didn't have to come up with his own ideas.
其实如果我在想啊，如果雅各不讲话，住久了，他的舅舅也忍不住了，说我把我女儿嫁给你好不好？他是白格，对不对？
And I think Jacob, if he just continued to live at his uncle's house, and if he lives for a while, then his uncle couldn't take it anymore and might just say that, I'll marry my daughter to you, and he would get it for free.
这是人之常情嘛, 对不对?
It's only natural.
但是呢, 雅各总是要先发制人。
But Jacob always has to take
a first step. 所以他先提条件, 他就不说, 哎, 这个外甥呢, 中计了。
But Jacob always has to lay out the first requirements, and Laban said, and this nephew, he's been tricked already.
而且他自己提我服侍七年,
and he himself offered.
拉班就放心的这个白白的雇工啊，七年服侍拉班。
And he freely offered 7 years, so Laban got free labor for 7 years.
等到结婚的那一天呢，那个时候没有电灯啊，为了省油，所以晚上也不点灯了。
At that time, on the night of the marriage, there was no light.
到了天亮了，他才发现不是拉结，是利亚。
And in the morning, he realized that it wasn't Rachel, but it was Leah.
所以他去跟他的岳父抱怨。
So then he went to complain to his father-in-law.
他岳父心有成竹。
His father-in-law was confident.
他有理由，他说我们这里没有规矩，大姐姐没有嫁，不能先嫁妹妹。
And he said, according to our tradition, that before the older daughter is married, the younger one cannot be married.
你既然爱我的小女儿拉结，那你再为她服侍七年。
And he said, if you love my younger daughter Rachel, then you serve another 7 years for her.
你看看雅各一下子14年。
So all of a sudden, Jacob is at 14 years.
就是 work without pay. 他自然心甘情愿的。
And he willingly worked without pay.
以往他骗别人，现在他被骗。
And in the past, he would trick other people, and this time he tricked himself.
神为什么这样带领他呢？
Why does God guide him?
要让他认识自己。
Wants him to know himself.
弟兄姊妹，每一次若是我们真实在圣灵里面，神启示他自己。
Every time, if we are truly in the Holy Spirit and God reveals Himself,
在他显现的光中，在他真理的里面，他必定要让我们看见自己。
In the light of His revelation, in His truth, He will show us ourselves.
怎样让我们看见自己？
How do we see ourselves?
他要带我们进入环境。
He has to bring us.
借着我们周遭发生在我们身上的人事物。
Through the things and the people and the events that happen around us.
让我们看见，我不过就是像他一样。
To show us that we are but like him.
而是要我们从心里面承认，我就是这样。
But and also have us admit from our hearts that we are like this.
这二十年雅各的经历。
And that is Jacob's experience.
我们知道后面六年，他的舅舅呢，说不过去了，要给他工价。
And we know that for the last 6 years, his uncle felt bad, so wanted to pay him a wage.
我们看见雅各又是心有成竹。
And then, but we see that Jacob here again with confidence.
他说你什么都不用给我。
And he said, you don't have to give me anything.
只是以后如果有这种情形，那就是我的。
But he said, in the future, if there are things like this, then it's mine.
他说你的群，羊群中间。
And he said, among your sheep.
有斑的，有点的，有条纹的，通通让你的儿子们去放。
He said, the ones with dots and the lines, you can all belong to your son.
我只放这个纯色的白羊和黄羊。
And I will only take care of the ones that are pure.
那么以后呢？如果我的群中生出来有斑点的、有条纹的、有杂色的，那就是我的。
And he said, however, if among my sheep, the ones who in the future, the ones who have dots, who are dotted, they will belong to me.
我们都知道，可能雅各呢，在圣经上是第一个遗传生物学家。
We know that Jacob was perhaps the first genetic engineer in the Bible.
所以他认为这样做呢，他就会得着。其实是神祝福他。
And he thought that if he does this, then he would receive. However, God blessed him.
到了二十年满的时候，他得出了许多的产业。
After 20 years, he received many, many inheritance.
这就是神对待我们的方法。
And that is the way God treats us.
神为了要吸引我们。
In order God wants to attract us.
他在我们所要的事情上面，他满足。
He satisfies us on things that we ask for.
他给我们恩典。
He gives us blessings.
他等待我们。
He waits for us.
为了要开我们的眼睛，让我们看见什么是上好。
So that he can open our eyes for us to see what is the best.
他二十年满了，神许可他回家。
And after 20 years, God allowed him to go home.
在亚伯河渡口那个晚上。
On the night at the fork of Jacob,
神的天使者来与他摔跤。
And God's angel came to wrestle with him.
好，我们看见不是雅各去寻找神。
And we see that it wasn't that Jacob went to seek God.
是神来遇见他。
But God came to meet him.
与他摔跤。
Come to wrestle with him.
一整夜，雅各这个人强壮。
A whole night, Jacob was a strong man.
所以有弟兄姊妹们描写我们属灵的经历。
Some brothers and sisters describe our spiritual experience.
有时候在我们遇见人生做抉择的时候。
Sometimes when we are at a decisioning point in our life, I want this.
主说这样。
And but God says that.
我们摔不是摔一个晚上了，摔好几个月，还是主摔败。
And we wrestle, and it's not just for a night, but it's for a few months, and then at the end, the Lord still loses.
我们呢仍然强壮。
We are still strong.
但这个时候，主觉得雅各可以承受。
But at that point, the Lord felt that Jacob can receive.
当雅各把他最强的点显出来的时候。
And when Jacob shows his strongest point,
神的使者就摸了他一下。
And the angel of God touched him.
弟兄姊妹，被主摸是一件有福气的事情。
Brothers and sisters, to be touched by God is a blessing.
但是主不随便地摸一个人。
But God will not touch someone casually.
我们知道，当一个有罪的人到主面前来的时候，说主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。
We know that a sinner, when he goes before God, then if God is willing, then he can cleanse him.
主耶稣就伸手摸他，不仅说肯，啊，是说你洁净。
And then Jesus touched him, and not only was he willing, he said, "You have been cleansed."
被主摸到，何等的有福气！
How blessed it is to be touched by the Lord.
雅各，他虽然得救了。
Even though Jacob was saved,
但是他一直活在他自己的性情里面。
But he continued to live within his own character.
活在他的旧的思想的里面。
He continued to live in his
old mind. 旧的习惯的里面。
Old habits.
旧的喜好拣选的里面。
His old likings, his old choices.
那一天主说，他身上现在已经到一个地步可以承受，所以主摸他一下。
So that day, God said his life is to a point where he can receive. So God touched him.
从那一天开始。
So starting that day.He was a limp.
我们知道这个叫做破碎。
We know that this is being broken.
我们知道这个名词今天在基督徒中也很普遍。
We know that this is a very common word among Christians.
大家都讲我们要破碎，要破碎。
Everyone says we need to be broken.
也有人跟我讲说呢，我自己觉得我已经破碎了。
And some people tell me I feel as if I have already been broken.
有人说呢，他也破碎了。
And some people say that he's been broken.
弟兄姊妹，破碎没有了，只有那个被主摸过的人自己知道。
Brothers and sisters, only the person who has been touched by God himself will know.
或者这样讲，最先知道的是自己，不是别人。
The first person to know is himself, not others. Let us not talk about it.
再碰到事情来的时候，我没有力气。
When I encounter things again, I no longer have strength.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有碰过这些事情？
Brothers and sisters, have you encountered?
以往我很有办法。
In the past, I have all kinds of ways.
现在我仍然有这个思想，但是我感觉。这个可能做不到。
But now I continue to have these thinking. However, I think I cannot.
我们知道，有的时候主借着我们一再的失败。
One day God will through our failures.
借着我们的错误。
Through our mistakes.
圣灵在我们里面光照。
The Holy Spirit will shine a light in us.
从灵的里面，我们被照亮了。
That in our spirit we have been enlightened.
再碰见事情来的时候。
When we encounter things again.
这个人的说话不一样了。
This person speaks different.
态度不一样。
The attitude is different.
啊，他对很多事情不再那么有把握。
He is no longer so confident about many things.
因为碰过在聚会中。
In gatherings.
弟兄姊妹有这样的光景。
Brothers and sisters have such a state.
我感谢主，常常看见一些弟兄姊妹经过一段年日改变了。
I very much thank the Lord that I see many brothers and sisters after some time they've changed.
你羡慕羡慕这个呢？
Do you envy this?
我们要羡慕这发生在自己的身上。
We have to desire for this to happen on ourselves.
我们也要为弟兄姊妹祷告。
And we have to pray for brothers and sisters.
我们不是说这个弟兄啊这个样子，我去教教他不要这样。
And we shouldn't be teaching brothers and sisters to act in
such a way. 我们乃是把他交在主的手中。
But we commit them into God's hands.
主啊，照着你的恩典。
God, according to your grace,
照着你丰盛的怜悯，
according to your abundant mercy,
照着你的时候，
according to your time,
照着你的方式，
according to your way,
你来摸他一下，
you come to touch him.
我们知道，当雅各被摸了以后，
when Jacob was touched,
他再碰到事情来，
and when he encountered things again, he didn't speak.
我们读他进到迦南地以后，
we see that as after he entered into the land of Canaan,
他看见他哥哥的时候。
He saw his brother Esau.
我觉得主实在很有恩典。
I think that the Lord was truly gracious.
如果那天雅各啊，像以往一样，迈着大步去见他的哥哥啊，他哥哥很可能想到这个人呢，才是我的对头。
And if that day Jacob would stride before his brother, then his brother may think that this person is still my enemy.
他哥哥不会在乎他送的礼物的。
His brother will not care for the gifts that he brought.
但是那一天雅各是拄着拐杖，一瘸一瘸的跪下来。
But that day, Jacob was limping on his staff and kneeling before his brother.
以扫看见雅各的时候，兄弟就抱在一起，扶在一起，痛苦。
And therefore, when Esau saw Jacob, they held each other and cried.
神摸了雅各一把，就把那弟兄的爱恢复了。
And God touched Jacob, and he reconciled the brotherly love.
弟兄姊妹, 今天神的儿女们, 多少时候, 为着个性, 为着意见, 我们讲弟兄相爱, 我们却没有办法真的相爱。
Today, among children of God, because of personalities, how many times do we talk about the love of God, but we do not have it?
但是雅各被摸过了,
but Jacob has been touched.
他不说话,
he doesn't say anything anymore. And God resolved the problem for him.
他的女儿被羞辱,
his daughter was humiliated. How bad the father must have felt in his heart. As parents, we all know how suffering, how painful it was. But Jacob did not say a word. His own son was sold by his other son.
他只有说, 神这样做是对的, 但是我却要悲悲惨惨地下阴间。
But he said that what God has done is right, however, I will have to go to Hades.
这个人的力量不见了。
This person's strength is gone.
但是这样不见的时候,
but when it disappears like that, when he didn't even know himself,
他里面得着了基督, 得着了神自己,
he inside, he gained God himself.
他的生命性情改变了,
his life and his personality changed.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是一个破碎的人得着的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, this is the blessing a broken person receives.
当处在一个破碎的人的里面的时候,
when the Lord is inside a broken person,
从这个人出来的不是他自己,
what comes out of that person is not himself. It becomes to him the Lord himself. And that is the blessing he gave to the Pharaoh when he entered into Egypt. The blessing he gave Pharaoh is God himself. That is something the Pharaoh doesn't have.
那是以前的雅各,
if it was the Jacob of
the past, 我不光是有一个很能干的约瑟，我还有11个儿子。
He may say to the Pharaoh, not only do I have such a capable son, as such a
son. 我老了，但是我还有很多的儿子。
I have so many other sons.
那整个埃及都是我们雅各家的。
And then why don't you appoint positions and the entire Egypt will belong to Jacob?
他一点都没有这样。
But he didn't say that.
弟兄姊妹们, 他能够把他有的给埃及元首。
What he had, he was willing to give to the Pharaoh of Egypt.
埃及的王没有神的祝福,
the Pharaoh of Egypt does not have the blessing of God. He needs God.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个是在雅各身上的故事。
Brothers and sisters, this is the story of Jacob.
所以我们再用一点点时间讲到神在雅各身上训练他, 改变他的眼光, 让他学会拣选上好的福分。
So let us talk a little bit about how God changed Jacob's view, point of view, so that he can choose what is the best.
在这个训练背后的几个原则,
that there are a few principles behind this training.
这就是圣灵教育我们, 管制我们一生背后的原则。
And that is also the principle that the Holy Spirit uses to teach us and to discipline us.
我们看见第一个原则就是恩典。
The first principle is grace.
神给我们恩典,
God has given us grace unconditionally. He has given us grace according to our original intention. The second point,
我们在圣灵的管制的底下,
under the disciplining of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵要开启我们的眼睛,
the Holy Spirit wants to open our eyes,
叫我们看见神的目的,
so that we can see the purpose of God,
看见神的自己,
to see God Himself.
借着这个,
and through this, for us to know ourselves.
我们看见的雅各在伯特利所看见的那个启示,
we see that the revelation that Jacob received in Bethel,
他看见了站在梯子顶端的神自己,
he saw God standing on top of the ladder.
他看见了那个天梯,
he saw that ladder.
神的目的和神的道路都启示给他。
God's purpose and God's way had all been revealed to him.
借着这个, 神要开始让他认识他自己。
And through this, God wants to begin for him to know himself.
第三个点,
and the third point,
神要在我们的身上, 摸我们。
God wants to touch us.
我们知道一个人被主摸到,
we know that someone who has been touched by God,
在我们的里面会有一些的表现,
that we will have some actions, there will be some manifestations.
或者说, 会有一些事物在我们里面开始出现。
But some things will begin to be revealed in us.
就是碰到环境来的时候。
And that is when we encounter circumstances.
我们这个人的自尊呢，能够下得来。
That our self-respect can be humble.
我们知道一个人呢，自尊越高哈，越容易受伤，越看不起别人，越不接受别人。
We know that whenever we have a very high respect, then self-esteem, then it's easy for us to be hurt.
越看不起别人,
and then we despise others.
越不容易接受别人,
and it's difficult for us to accept
others. 我不了解弟兄姊妹你同不同意,
I don't know if brothers and sisters,
一个被触摸过的人呢, 他在这个点上下得来,
someone who has been touched by God, he can come down.
碰到什么事情的时候他能够接受。
And he can accept what he encounters.
不再受伤。
He will no longer be hurt.
不再讲理由。
He will no longer talk about reasons.
弟兄姊妹们，第二个。
Second point.
一个被触摸过的人在他身上会得着一种的情况，特性。
As someone who's been touched by God, he will have a special character about him.
碰到事情来的时候，他不坚持，很容易放手。
That whenever he encounters, he doesn't insist.
当人这样要求的时候，他就放手。
And when men insist, he lets go.
这两个点呢，弟兄姊妹在属灵事情上，这是极大的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, these two points on spiritual things are great blessings.
这个叫做柔软。
And that is called meek.
在一个人的生命里面、性格里面，有了柔软的特性。
That in someone's life, in someone's character, that there are meekness.
我在说哈，这个主摸到我们呢。必定在我们身上产生两种的情形，一个我们这个人下来。
When God touches us, there will be two things that must happen to us. One is that we come down.
第二个，我们能够放手。
And secondly, we can let go.
那么最后，我们看见圣灵管制在我们身上。
And then lastly, we see the disciplining of the Holy Spirit on us.
就把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
It molds us into the image of God's Son.
这是生命的变化。
And that is the change in life. That's the transformation of life.
使我们碰见神的旨意的时候，这个人是坚定的。
So that when we touch on the will of God, we are strong.
是有把握的。
We are certain.
是有力量的。
We have strength.
碰到地上的事物的时候。
When we encounter things in
the world. 碰到与人相处的时候。
When we interact with men.
他是柔和的，是谦卑的。
He is humble and he is meek.
我们知道，我们主耶稣在肉身中曾经呼召门徒们来学他的样式。
We know that Jesus Christ in his life had called his disciples to follow him.
主说呢，你若是学到这个样式。
If you learn this,
你里面就必享受安息。
Then you will enjoy peace.
那是神给我们极大的祝福。
And that is the great blessing that God has given us.
我们看见在教会中啊，
在 We see that in church.
教会历史中有许多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Throughout the history of church, there are many brothers and sisters who love
God. 他们的一生中间啊，接受主这样的带领。
And in their whole life, they receive the guidance of God.
到他们成熟的时候。
And when they become mature,
他们实在是一个满了祝福的人。
They are truly someone who is full of blessings.
并且把祝福带给那个世代的人。
And they are someone who can bring blessings to their generation.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his own words.
祝福所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Bless all the dear brothers and sisters.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let us together have a word of prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父亲。
Dear Abba Father,
我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你把你的爱子作为祝福赐给我们。
You have given us your beloved Son as our blessing.
你就借着圣灵来教导我们。
And you have also taught us through the Holy Spirit.
来栽培我们。
To nurture us.
来训练我们。
To train us.
好叫我们在今生的年日。
So that in this life.
不仅我们个人。
Not only as individuals,
并且你的教会,
but also your church.
我们能够得着你的爱子,
we can receive, we can gain your beloved son.
我们能够经历他,
we can experience him,
享受他,
enjoy him,
并且来流露他的自己,
and to be able to flow out himself.
我们为着这个祝福向你献上感谢。
Lord, for this blessing, we give you our thanks.
愿你祝福你的教会,
may you bless your church.
祝福你的话语,
bless your words.
我们这样祷告。是奉你儿子我们主耶稣基督的名。
We pray like this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.